members Rotkin and Matthews, Kennedy, Vice Mayor Kennedy, debating or discussing or chatting about the laws that make it illegal for poor people to exercise First Amendment rights on the streets of Santa Cruz. Laws that establish forbidden zones, the move-along law, laws that make it illegal to hold up a sign after dark asking for money silently anywhere in Santa Cruz. You heard me right. Do it once, it's a $162 fine. Do it twice, it's up to a year in jail. Ask our vice mayor where he gets off with that. That's our man guided by Gandhi, Vice Mayor Kennedy. Guided by Gandhi. I think Gandhi would have a ptomaine poisoning fit if he heard about this one. I'm going to play a little of the Marat Saad. Seems appropriate at this time. Before going off, Peter Weiss's play from the 60s. I want to thank you for being with us on this particular edition of Bathrop Spears Broadsides. Again, if you want any of the phone numbers on this show, you missed them, you can call the Huff line, 423-HUFF, or come to the Huff meeting. That's on Wednesday, 8:30 in the morning, Baker's Square, 8:30 to 11 or so. And you can also come to the Tuesday night out, 5 to 8 in front of the Pacific Trading Company, and then probably up the way in front of the downtown Snitch Center. Thanks for being with me, and stay tuned for Skidmark Bob and whatever weird antics he has planned.
Anything to do with masters and slaves, I am talking about a leader who in this hour of crisis...
He's trying to rouse them again to new murders!
We do not murder. We kill in self-defense. We are fighting for our lives!
If only we could have constructive thought instead of agitation. If only beauty and concord could once more replace hysteria and fanaticism.
Look what's happening. Join together, cast down your enemies, disarm them. For if they win, they will spare not one of you. And all that you have won so far will be lost.
So I can dictate my call, my 14th of July call to the people of France.
Give up, Marat. You said yourself nothing can be achieved by scribbling. Years ago, I abandoned my masterpiece, a roll of paper 13 yards long, which I covered completely with minute handwriting in my dungeon years ago. It vanished when the Bastille fell, It vanished as everything written vanishes. Everything written, everything thought and planned will disappear. Mara. Look at me, Mara. But can you call it living in your bath, in your mortification?
I have time for nothing but work. Day and night were not enough for me. When I investigated a wrong, it grew branches, and every branch grew twigs. Wherever I turned, I found corruption. When I wrote, I always wrote with action in mind, kept sight of the fact that writing is just a preparation. When I always wrote in a fever, hearing the roar of action. When I was preparing my book on the chains of slavery, I sat for 4 months, 21 hours a day, collecting material, dreaming of material, paper piling high, parchments crackling, until I sank into the swamps of overwork. And that manuscript was suppressed. They were always ready to pick up my statements, to slander them and maim them. After each pamphlet was published, I had to go into hiding. They came with cannons. 1,000 men of the National Guard surrounded my house. And even today, I still wait for the knocking at the door. I still wait for the bayonet to point at my breast. Simon.
Fetch Bar. It is urgent. My call.
Why all these calls to the nation? It's too late, Mara. Forget your call. It contains only lies. What do you still want from the revolution? Where is it going? Look at these lost revolutionaries. Where will you lead them? What will you order them to do? Once, you spoke of the authorities who turned laws into instruments of oppression. But how will you fare in the new, rearranged France you yearn for? Do you want someone else to tell you what you must write, to tell you what work you must do, and repeat the new laws over and over to you till you can recite them in your sleep?
Why is everything so confused? Everything I wrote or spoke was considered and true. And now, doubt. Why does everything sound false?
Poor old Mara, you lie prostrate, while others are gambling with France's fate. Your words have turned into a flood, which covers all France with people's blood. Poor old Mara, you lie prostrate, while others are gambling with France's fate. Poor old Mara, you lie prostrate, Mara, you lie prostrate.
Peaceful efforts to disarm the Iraqi regime have failed again and again. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction. This is not a question of authority. It is a question of will. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction. Saddam Hussein and his sons must leave Iraq within 48 hours. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction. Their refusal to do so will result in military conflict at a time of our choosing. Weapons of mass destruction.
The government has decided to commit Australian forces because we believe it is right. It is lawful, and it's in Australia's national interest.
And again.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Destruction.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Destruction.
Speaker, sir, with your permission, I should like to make a statement. Today we published a 50-page dossier detailing the history of Iraq's weapons of mass destruction.
And again.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Destruction.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Destruction.
Weapons of mass.
Weapons of mass.
Weapons of mass destruction. On the run. We're keeping them on the run. One by one, the terrorists are learning the meaning of American justice.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your old pal, Stinky Wizzleteeth. This is a song about a whale. No! This is a song about being happy. That's right. It's the happy, happy, joy, joy song.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
I don't think you're happy enough. That's right. I'll teach you to be happy. I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs. Now, boys and girls, let's try it again.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
If and you ain't the granddaddy of all liars, the little critters of nature, they don't know that they're ugly. That's very funny. A fly marrying a bumblebee. I told you I'd shoot, but you didn't believe me. Why didn't you believe me?
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, 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 joy, joy, joy.
In George Bush's America, the poor were not a priority. And after September 11th, 2001, correcting America's social problems took a back seat to fear, panic, and a new set of priorities.
One way to express our unity is for Congress to set the military budget, the defense of the United States, as a number one priority and fully fund my request.
We've been selling a lot of chemical suits with the gloves and the hoods, and we've been selling a lot of gas masks.
I'm trying to get one for myself and my puppy.
Dennis Marks and his wife have been stocking up supplies.
Weapons, ammunition.
Walmart says after September 11th, gun sales surged 70%, ammunition up 140%. In Dallas, they're already taking pot shots at Osama bin Laden.
In the months following the 9/11 attacks, we Americans were gripped in a state of fear. None of us knew if we, too, would die at the hands of the evildoers, or who might be sitting next to some crazy guy trying to light his shoes on fire. The threat seemed very real.
It's probably a little paranoia or anything, but I'm not going to take the chance, that's all. Just try to protect myself and my family.
Our growing fears were turned into a handsome profit for many.
Mike Blake has seen a 30% increase in sales at ADT over the last month. Most of the people he talks to are still a little uneasy over these September 11th terrorist attacks.
How are we afraid of all these things? It's because a lot of people are making a lot of money off of it and a lot of careers off of it. And so there's vested interests, a lot of activity to keep us afraid.
And what better way to fight box-cutter-wielding terrorists than to order a record number of fighter jets from Lockheed? Yes, everyone felt safer, especially with the Army doing garbage detail on Park Avenue. And the greatest benefit of all of a terrorized public is that the corporate and political leaders can get away with just about anything.
I never seen a better example
of cash and carry government than this Bush administration and Enron.
There were a lot of things that I didn't know after the World Trade Center attack, but one thing was clear. Whether it was before or after September 11th, a public that's this out of control with fear should not have a lot of guns or ammo laying around.
Ball game's in the refrigerator. Doors closed. Lights are out. But it's getting hard! What a pick and buy! Pizza, pizza, buy! Every minute, every second, buy, 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 buy! Order spongin' pie! Pizza, pizza, buy! Every minute, every second, buy, 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 buy! Pepperoni, angry peppers, mushrooms, olive chives!
Pepperoni, angry peppers, mushrooms, olive chives!
Meat therapy, therapy, advertising causes meat therapy, therapy, advertising causes meat therapy.
Pepperoni, angry peppers, mushrooms, olive chives. Pepperoni, angry peppers, mushrooms, olive chives.
Meat therapy, therapy, advertising causes meat therapy, therapy, advertising causes meat therapy, therapy, advertising causes therapy, therapy, advertising causes therapy, therapy, advertising causes therapy, therapy, advertising causes.
Well, advertising's got you on the run.
Meat therapy, therapy, advertising causes.
Advertising's got you on the run.
Meat therapy, therapy, advertising causes.
Advertising's got you on the run. 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 Advertising's got you on the run.
Well, advertising's got you on the run.
Pepperoni, angry peppers, mushrooms, olive chives. Pepperoni, angry peppers, mushrooms, olive chives.
Meat therapy, therapy, advertising causes meat therapy, therapy, advertising causes meat therapy, therapy, advertising causes therapy, therapy, advertising causes meat therapy, therapy, advertising causes meat therapy, therapy, advertising causes meat.
Thank you.
history of the United States of America. Hi, boys and girls, ready to get started? Once upon a time, there were these people in Europe called pilgrims, and they were afraid of being persecuted. So they all got in a boat and sailed to the New World where they wouldn't have to be scared ever again.
Oh, I'm so relaxed.
I feel so much safer.
But as soon as they arrived, they were greeted by savages, and they got scared all over again. So they killed them all. Now, you'd think wiping out a race of people would calm them down, but no. Instead, they started getting frightened of each other.
Witch!
So they burned witches. In 1775, they started killing the British so they could be free. And it worked. But they still didn't feel safe. So they passed a Second Amendment, which said every white man could keep his gun.
I loves my gun. Loves my gun.
Which brings us to the genius idea of slavery. You see, boys and girls, the white people back then were also afraid of doing any work. So they went to Africa, kidnapped thousands of black people, brought them back to America, and forced them to work very hard for no money. And I don't mean no money like
I work at Walmart and make no money.
I mean $0. Nothing. Not a zip. Doing it that way made the USA the richest country in the world. So did having all that money and free help calm the white people down? No way. They got even more afraid. That's because after 200 years of slavery, the black people now outnumbered the white people in many parts of the South. Well, you can pretty much guess what came next. The slaves started rebelling. There were uprisings. An old master's head got chopped off. And when white people heard of this, they were freaking out and going, I want to live. Don't kill me, big black man. Well, just in the nick of time came Samuel Colt, who in 1836 invented the first weapon ever that could be fired over and over without having to reload. And all the Southern whites were like, yee-haw! But it was too late. The North soon won the Civil War and the slaves were freed. Yep, they were free now to go chop all the old master's heads off. And everybody was like, oh no, we're gonna die. But the freed slaves took no revenge. They just wanted to live in peace. But you couldn't convince the white people of this. So they formed the Ku Klux Klan. And in 1871, the same year the Klan became an illegal terrorist organization, another group was founded, the National Rifle Association. Soon politicians passed one of the first gun laws, making it illegal for any black person to own one. It was a great year for America, the KKK and the NRA. Of course, they had nothing to do with each other, and this was just a coincidence. One group legally promoted responsible gun ownership, and the other group shot and lynched black people. And that's the way it was all the way to 1955, when a black woman broke the law by refusing to move to the back of the bus. White people just couldn't believe it.
Huh? Well, I won't say no.
What's going on? Man, all hell broke loose. Black people everywhere started demanding their rights, and white people had a major freaky field meltdown, and they were all like, run away! Run away! And they did. They all ran fleeing to the suburbs, where it was all white and safe and clean. And they went out and bought a quarter of a billion guns, and put locks on the doors, alarms in the houses, and gates around the neighborhoods. And finally, they were all safe and secure and snug as a bug. And everyone lived happily ever after.
Oh, white ghetto. It's called Bomb. and you're tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz 96.3 FM. And got some news, breaking news here. British soldiers gunned down in Basra ambush, three die in car attack. Yes, the war is still on. From the Observer, Sunday, August 24th. A British and American-led mission in Iraq suffered new blow yesterday when three British soldiers were killed and one seriously wounded by unidentified attackers in the southern city of Basra. Witnesses said that the soldiers attached to the 19th Mechanized Brigade were riding in a sport utility vehicle on a routine two-vehicle convoy and came under small arms fire from an unknown number of men in a pickup truck around 8:30 a.m. The soldiers returned fire but appear to have been killed by either a grenade thrown off the other vehicle or when the own vehicle crashed into a wall. Details of the Basra attack are still unclear. According to the BBC Arabic service, journalist Isam Alanak, who arrived on the scene soon afterwards, the soldiers left the British Army headquarters in the center of Basra and was followed by a pickup truck. Some people inside the pickup who were carrying guns started shooting at the British Army car. There was firing between both of them, and one of the people in the Iraqi car threw a bomb on the British Army car, which killed the three British servicemen and injured the fourth. However, a witness said that the soldiers had died when they lost control of their vehicle. Basra resident Sabah Nama said attackers in the car had chased and shot a British four-wheel drive vehicle. I saw a British vehicle come past me and then another one behind it firing as they went up on pavement and smashed into a wall. Alanchi said checkpoints have been set up on Basra streets. The British Army is searching for all pickup trucks. Although they know it was a red car, they are searching for guns in these cars. Routine patrolling is continuing in Basra yesterday, but Major Charles Heyman, editor of the James World Armies, said today's deaths were predictable. As is, I'm afraid of low-level insurgency campaign against occupying forces in Basra and southern Iraq for the foreseeable future. That's some of the latest news coming from Iraq. The occupation of Iraq. The war is over. Remember that? The war is over, folks. There's nothing to worry about, right? Tune to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM.
discovery is to be disowned. Our currency is flesh and bone. Hell, open up and put on sale.